Just one halakha regarding the first day of Tisha B'Av, specifically this year that Tisha B'Av falls out on a Sunday. Halakha does tell us that while most people must fast on the Ta'anit of Tisha B'Av, but a choleh, a sick person, even if the sick person is not in danger, is exempt. What does it mean, choleh she'em bo sakana? For example, somebody that is suffering on the day of Tisha B'Av, a fever. Once a person has a fever, that would exempt him from the fast. Or for that matter, a person is weak, or he's zaken, let's say an 80-year-old man, Acham Ben Zion says, or older, that is too weak to fast, of course would be patur. Now anybody that's patur from fasting, of course, asking a rabbi and a doctor, of course, but in the cases that one is legitimately patur, according to Rav Chida, they're allowed to eat according to their desire. Meaning, it's not like Kippur, where we tell them that they have to minimize and eat less than a certain shiur in a certain amount of time. But the Tisha B'Av, we're lenient, that once it's permissible to eat, they can eat in the normal fashion. The only question here is, since the Ta'anit is on Sunday, and the custom is that we did not make an official Havdalah, on the course, anybody that's going to eat on Tisha B'Av, because they have a heter, they must make Havdalah first. And therefore, they have to be reminded, they have to take the course, make borei pri hagefen either on wine or grape juice, and then to make a mavdil, ben kodesh lechol with a beracha, drink a revi'it, or melol ugmav of the grape juice, and then they can eat. It should be pointed out that when they say the Birkat HaMazon, if they happen to eat bread, they do not say nahem in Birkat HaMazon.